Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Soldiers have surrounded the headquarters of the main opposition party in Sierra Leone as votes are counted in the country's presidential election. The leader of the All People's Congress, Samura Kamara, said live ammunition was fired into the building as he held a news conference. Grant Ferret reports.
A day after votes were cast at the end of a tense election campaign, truckloads of troops gathered outside the opposition's headquarters in Freetown. Samura Kamara was addressing the media inside the building. It's not clear why the soldiers were deployed or why tear gas was then fired. Mr. Kamara published photos of what appeared to be bullet holes in furniture, accusing the military of attempting to assassinate him. There's been no comment by the authorities. The opposition is hoping to unseat President Julius Maada Bio, who's standing for a second term.
Greece's conservative New Democracy Party appears to have secured a decisive victory in the country's second general election in 5 weeks. With almost all ballots counted, the party has more than 40% of the vote, well ahead of the left-wing Syriza party. The New Democracy leader, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, thanked voters for giving the party a strong mandate to introduce major reforms. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he spoke to Joe Biden about the short-lived mutiny by Wagner mercenaries in Russia. He described their phone conversation as positive and inspiring. Mr. Zelensky said they discussed US military support for Ukraine with an emphasis on long-range weapons.
We discussed the hostilities on the front line in our active efforts. The support provided by our partners is very significant and really helps our soldiers move forward. Now the Russian occupiers are suffering losses which we need them to. We also discussed further strengthening of Ukrainian troops, and I thank our partners for understanding our needs, long-range needs.
The U.S. Coast Guard officer leading the investigation into the implosion that destroyed the Titan submersible last week has told reporters his priority will be salvaging any material from the wreckage. Captain Neubauer said the inquiry would try to determine the cause of the accident. Here's David Willis.
Speaking at a news conference in Boston, the U.S. Coast Guard's chief investigator, Captain Jason Neubauer, said the goal of the inquiry was to prevent such a disaster from happening again. As well as establishing the cause of the tragedy, he said the inquiry would also seek to assign accountability, including pursuing civil or criminal sanctions if necessary. The findings would be shared with the International Maritime Organization and other groups to help improve the safety of submersible operations worldwide.
World News from the BBC. The president of Honduras has declared an immediate curfew in a town where 11 people were shot dead over the weekend. Xiomara Castro described the incident as a brutal and ruthless terrorist attack. It's believed to be linked to drug trafficking gangs. The shooting took place in a billiard hall in the northern town of Choloma, near the second largest city in Honduras, San Pedro Sula. Police in Ecuador say at least 8 people have been shot dead and another 5 wounded in what appears to be a clash between drugs gangs. Officials say the attack took place in the early hours of Sunday in the coastal town of La Concordia. One of those killed is believed to be the leader of one of the gangs. The Israeli government says an Iranian plan to attack Israelis in Cyprus has been thwarted. A statement from the Prime Minister's office welcomed the foiling of the alleged plot but gave no details. Neither Iran nor Cyprus has commented. Elton John has brought the Glastonbury Music Festival to a close with what's expected to be the last UK show of his touring career. Performing in front of a vast crowd in southwest England, he thanked the audience for more than 50 years of love and loyalty. Katie Razzle was there.
It's what the weekend has been building towards, Elton John on the Pyramid Stage for the final UK date of his farewell tour. The crowds are stretching way into the distance, and people further in have been here since this morning.
It was all about claiming a spot near the front and paying tribute to a performer with a love of flamboyant outfits, a rocket man who, before tonight, had never performed at Glastonbury. Elton delivered hit after hit, and a grand finale that took us from a farm in Somerset right up into space.
That report by our culture editor, Katie Razzle. And that's the latest BBC News.